You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Angela Henderson, who is a business consultant from Angela Henderson Consulting. Angela partners with small and medium-sized businesses to grow their brands and businesses through human-to-human support. You can't go wrong with that. And Angela, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Lovely to be here today.
You bet, and great to have you out this morning. So, Angela, what's the fastest way to bring brand awareness and sales to your business?
In my opinion, the fastest way to do this is definitely by growing your email list. By growing your email list, there's an opportunity for your audience to get to know you a little bit. You take them away from social media platforms, so in the event that Facebook doesn't show your algorithm for the day or if things are a little bit wonky, you still have your customers on your platform that you can control at any given time. So for me, it's all about growing your email database.
As far as email list and email marketing is concerned, how would you go about growing your email list? What are some tips there?
Yeah, so what I've done, and I have had quite a big success with it, is I grow it by doing different challenges. So a challenge can be a 5-day challenge, a 10-day challenge, a 30-day challenge. It really is all dependent on your particular audience. But to me, it's the fastest way to do it and the most economical and efficient way to do it. So have a challenge.
And that sounds like a great idea. Now, where would you even begin with creating a challenge, as you've mentioned?
Right. So having a challenge, I think people overcomplicate things, but really it's not that complicated. I just go back to my audience. So the audience that you currently have, just go back, survey them, ask them specific questions about challenges that they're having, obstacles that they want to overcome, and they'll give you the information. By going back there, you're going to ensure that you nail the challenge that you do. One time I did a challenge at the beginning without surveying my audience and really nutting down their specific needs at that time. And even though we still had 1,000 people join us, my other challenges have had 2,000 plus people join us. So just really hammer down what it is that they want and how you can fulfill that, I guess, in that short amount of time, so whether or not it's a 5-day, 7-day, or 10-day.
Excellent. Today we're joined by Angela Henderson, who is a business consultant for Angela Henderson Consulting that partners with small and medium-sized businesses to grow their brands and businesses through human-to-human support here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Angela, once you survey your audience, what would you do to get started there?
To get started, I mean, there again, I start to map out the content. So, really, this is content that you're not only going to use for your challenge, but can be evergreen content. So if you're going to do a 7-day challenge, I map out what's the title of it. So you survey your audience, map out what you're going to title it, and then look at your 7 days worth of content that you're going to be providing. So is it going to be a blog and a printable? Is it going to be a video and a printable? Is it going to be a combination of those things? And then just go day one, this is what my topic's going to be. Day two, this is what it's going to be. Day three, and so on and so forth. And then just, literally take it a day at a time. A lot of people get overwhelmed going, I don't have time to do these challenges. But if you set aside an hour every day, your challenge will be well and truly up and running within 10 days. So that's what I do. Map everything out and then just jump in and start it.
And in your opinion, how often should one run a challenge?
Yeah, in my opinion, I run them quarterly because you always are going to be getting new people on. You can always retarget via Facebook ads, etc. And because it's evergreen content, once you do it once and get everything going, you pretty much are good to go for the next round and the next round and the next round. So I run it every quarter. And like I said, constantly, if you can get about 1,000 people on your challenge every quarter or even 200 people on every quarter, those numbers start to add up very, very quickly, which ultimately then help with converting to sales, increasing your brand awareness, getting people talking about you, etc. So every quarter, I would suggest running your challenge.
Makes a lot of sense, and I think the quarterly is the way to go. Lastly, what's one tip that you could give about doing a challenge?
my one tip for doing a challenge, I think it's just really important to just jump in there and get started and do it. Yes, you're going to make mistakes along the way, but again, failure, that's the purpose of it. Learn from your mistakes and continue to grow, and wonderful things will happen. So just jump in there, do it. You don't need expensive tools or, you know, expensive graphic designers or anything like that. You just need the knowledge that you already have. Put it pen to paper or video, whatever, however your clients consume information, and just get started, get out there and do it.
Well, Angela, it certainly has been good to have had you. Some real good advice and some tips and information here today. We can't thank you enough. Where can our listeners get more information about Angela Henderson Consulting?
Yes, well, feel free to reach out at going to angelahendersonconsulting.com.au, so obviously www.angelahenderson.com.au, or you can join me over on my active Facebook group, which is Australian Business Collaborative, where we talk all things business, but also have quite a lot of fun over there. So yeah, those are really the two platforms, and obviously LinkedIn too. You can go to Angela, like type in Angela Henderson, and you'll see me at LinkedIn also. So primarily those three platforms.
Again, Angela, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks so much for your time with us here today.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. You have an awesome day, too.
And you're more than welcome. Thank you. We've been speaking with Angela Henderson, who is a business consultant from Angela Henderson Consulting that partners with small and medium-sized businesses to grow their brands and businesses through human-to-human support. And for all the details, visit angelahenderson.com. AU. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.